Hi, love, and welcome to Listening to Your Gut. My name is Kelly Bluth, and I am a certified holistic nutritionist with a passion and purpose in this life to educate and serve others, like you. As a woman with two autoimmune conditions, I have found the power in embracing a holistic lifestyle to support my overall well-being. In each episode, I will share inspiration, tips, or research-proven strategies that will help you to listen to your gut literally and figuratively. Together, we will work to honor our mind, body, and soul through holistic wellness. I am so pumped we are on this journey together. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back. If you are watching on YouTube, I'm giving you a little glimpse of my little dude, little Riker. He's here with me. Yep, he wanted to co-host today. So here we are. We're co-hosting together. Me and my little man, huh? Yeah, see, huh? Yeah, I'm here with mom. Yep. Gotta love it. Well, hello and welcome back. We're back with a solo episode this week. You know, I love my interviews, but I also equally love talking with you just one-on-one. So, you know, I was wondering what I wanted to talk about. I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about this week. And, you know, it came to me this idea of, you know, why are we so quick to purchase tangible things for ourselves or even experiences for ourselves, but we question and we hesitate and we wait longer than we should to make purchases for our health, right? And I'm not just talking about, like, you know, working with a holistic nutritionist or a naturopath. No, I'm talking about, like, even purchasing things for your health, like an infrared sauna, for instance, or, you know, weights for, like, you know, dumbbell weights for your house so you can, you know, do a little workout at home. Like, we often question those things and push them to the wayside and let other things come in front of that. You know, we purchase other things before that. And, you know, I just want to have this conversation about, you know, why are we not investing in our health, you know, the way that we're investing in all these other tangible things, right? With our money, et cetera. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I really have just a list of things that I came up with off the top of my head as to why I feel we are choosing not to, you know, lean in and put our money where our mouth is when it comes to our health. So I'm going to dive right into that. And as always, you know, I would love for you to share your thoughts on this. If this resonates, if you're like, oh my gosh, like I needed this to light a fire under my booty so that I could actually, you know, invest in whatever it is for my health that I need to. Oh, here comes Lily. Everybody's here. Everybody knows that I'm doing a live podcast. Well, not a live podcast, but I'm recording a podcast. So everybody's in here. But let's just get right into it because I know your time is precious. My time is precious. I want to get you all the things related to this topic, like all my thoughts. I want to lay them out on the table. So let's just dive right in. Okay. So the first thing is time. All right. So when I was thinking about this topic of, like, why do we question investing in our health? The first thing that came to me was time. Okay. When we purchase something off of Amazon for ourselves. Let's say we purchase a new notebook or, gosh, I don't know, a new handbag or clothing, whatever it may be, right? We, at the snap of our fingers, will do that, right? Like, we won't hesitate. But when it comes to our health and investing in our health, one of the reasons I believe that we stop and we question is time, right? It's like those things are instantaneous gratification, right? We get those things, those other things that we're purchasing from Amazon, like I just shared some of those examples. We get those things instantaneously, right? Or almost instantaneously. You know, you get sometimes in the same day or the next couple of days, your Amazon shipment arrives, right? But with a health purchase, that's not necessarily the case, right? For the matter of talking about, say, a health coach, right? Like a holistic nutritionist or just a nutritionist in general, or a naturopath, those things that you're purchasing, you don't get the results right away, right? It takes time for you to work with that individual and for them to get to know you and to be able to help you and for you to get to know yourself and to understand what you need in order to be successful, right? So there's this time piece that it's like, if I can't have it, whatever it is right now, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste my money or my time on it, right? Which I think is so sad because, again, in this go, fast-paced lifestyle that we live, you know, that is just, synonymous with our culture, at least here in the United States, we want something right now, right? And if it's not going to give us the quick results right here, right now, in a short amount of time, we let it go, or we, you know, that thought is out of sight, out of mind, so to speak. So I think time is one of the biggest reasons that we question investing in our health, because we're not willing to wait. Okay. The second thing is the commitment, right? You got to commit to yourself when you make a health investment, right? Whether that be in a coach, whether that be in a, you know, nutritionist, dietitian, naturopath, whether that be, you know, buying, like I said earlier, an infrared sauna, buying an acupuncture mat, going to see an acupuncturist, buying the equipment for you to be able to do some in-home workouts, even buying something like an online fitness program, right? You have to ahead of time be able to tell yourself that, yeah, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm all in. Like, the commitment is there, right? Because if you're hemming and hawing, you're going to tell yourself, well, this is not worth it because I don't think that I'm actually going to use it, or I don't think I'm actually going to do the things that I need to do if I'm working with this said person, right? So I think commitment is also a factor, so to speak, in why we question investing in our health, right? Because we're not quite sure that we can make that full-on commitment. The next thing is, of course, the money, right? Most things that are not covered by our health insurance that we're paying for out of pocket health-wise, it costs a lot of money, right? And so that is a huge hesitation for us to move forward with purchasing that said thing, whatever it is, a service or a product, because we're not sure we're going to be committed to that thing full on. And so in order to make it a hell yes, we have to make sure that we're going to be able to invest the time that money is paying for, right? Or invest the commitment, so to speak. So going back to commitment, investing, you know, the time to use the said product, right? So we have to be committed to those things. So money is a huge factor too, because most of the things that we're buying out of pocket for our health they're just not cheap, you know? The next thing is, this one, you know, I thought about it and I was like, okay, what else, right? It can't just be time, commitment, and money. Those are definitely huge things. But I also think it doesn't give you that quick hit of dopamine, right? When you purchase something for your health, at least for me, it doesn't. When I purchased something, like when I purchased my infrared sauna, it's like, okay, well, I don't have it, right? It's not here. I'm going to have to wait a week or 2 weeks for it to arrive. So, you know, you don't get that quick hit of dopamine because it's not, even if you do get the product and it's right there right now, chances are you're not using it right away. And so you're not going to be able to feel the effects of it, said product, right? And if it's, you know, flipping the situation to, working with someone in the health field, you're not going to start working with that person right away, right? You're not going to buy a package or, you know, buy a consultation, and then that same day typically be able to have a conversation with that individual, right? So it's not a quick hit of dopamine because you're not getting that instant gratification of having that thing or being able to engage in that conversation with that person. So I think that also, you know, our bodies are constantly looking for the things that are going to make us feel good, right? And health stuff is not going to make us feel good right away because we don't typically get it right away. Riker, can you stop licking your legs? Because you're licking me and that's uncomfortable. My little co-host is not doing his job. He's being a nuisance. So then the next thing I thought of was, you know, the results are not necessarily guaranteed, right? Just because you get an infrared sauna, an in-home portable infrared sauna, I'm using that as an example, doesn't mean you're going to see the results that you want, right? Just because you work with a naturopath, a health coach, which, you know, could also double as a dietitian or a nutritionist, just because you're working with someone doesn't mean you're going to get the results that you want or results, period, right? Because you have to put in the work. Like, you have to do the damn thing. And if you're not willing to put in the work and to hold on, right? Like, to continuously do said thing, you're not going to probably see the results that you want, right? I've talked about consistency, and yeah, there are things that you need to be consistent with, but what I'm talking about is commitment, right? Which is a little bit different than that. You don't necessarily have to do something every single day, but you do have to be committed in the long run, in the long haul, to whatever it is that you initially committed to, right? So I think that is also huge, is that, you know, we again, going back to that instant gratification, it's not guaranteed that you are going to see results. You know, and by golly, if you see results in the first day or two, well, hot damn, because that is not normal for pretty much anything in the health realm, right? So I think that keeps us from investing in our health is because, again, we want that, we want the quick results. And if it's not going to give it to us, we're moving on, right? And, which is so sad. It's really so sad that we have, so many of us have programmed ourselves to think that way. And society is trained us, has brainwashed us to think that way. And it's just, that's not the reality for health. Health, you know, betterment takes time. It really does. Riker, are you going to stop licking yourself? Because that is really ticking me off. Goodness gracious. If you're watching this on video, bless you, because he is just, he's a mess over here. All right. And then the last thing is that there are so many, this is kind of just me wrapping up, but there are so many factors that are at play in order to see success, right? I mean, think about it. There are, as a woman, there are the phases of our cycle, right? So we're maybe not going to see as much progress or improvement, if you will, during the latter half of our cycle, right? Because we are tired, we're fatigued. That's just part of the human nature of being a woman that is menstruating, right? So, you know, if you're working on a new workout routine and it's not cyclical, meaning it's not working with your cycle, you're not going to see much success. So if you're working with a personal trainer, you're working with, you know, a nutritionist and they're recommending, well, personal trainer cannot recommend. I know this because I am studying to be a personal trainer, but a personal trainer cannot recommend nutrition advice. So, I mean, they wouldn't do that. But if somebody who you're working with as a personal trainer recommends a routine for you, a workout routine, and it's not in sync with your cycle, well, that's not really going to do you any good, right? Because it's most likely not following or adhering to the phases of your cycle. And so you're going to most likely be doing things that you shouldn't be doing that are overtaxing your body and causing excess stress on your body during the latter half of your cycle, when you should really be scaling it way back to things like walking, yoga, Pilates, strength training, but, you know, very light strength training. We're not going hog wild. So I think that's just, you know, yet again, another big overarching reason why we choose not sometimes to invest in our health is because there are so many factors at play that, you know, if any one of those factors is not, I hate to say optimal, but it's not where we want it to be, right? Then we risk not seeing the quote unquote success that we want from said product or service, right? So there's just a lot that goes into, the overall equation of, should we invest in our health and should we not? You know me, I am always going to advocate that you go forth and invest in your health because you are your greatest asset, right? I mean, forget all the SHIT that's in your house. That stuff is not valuable, right? At the end of the day, that stuff could burn to a crisp. It doesn't matter. You are the one that matters. Your life is at stake, right? And so if you want to be here for a long ass time and you want to, you know, be with your family and make incredible memories, you want to have kids, you want to watch your nieces and nephews grow up, you want to be able to take care of your parents when they are elderly. I mean, you want to be able to go travel the world with your significant other. You want to be able to, you know, just do things that are outside of your comfort zone. You're not going to be able to do those things if you are in a state of dis-ease or disease. And so your health is your greatest asset. I will say that till my last day on earth. Your health is your greatest asset. And so why the hell not would you not choose to invest in your health? So that is it. I'm jumping off my soapbox. I hope that this was supportive and helpful to you. If you were on the fence in terms of, you know, maybe investing in a health product or a health service, I hope that this brought you some realization into how important our health is and really how crucial it is for us to stop second guessing and questioning investments in our health. Because at the end of the day, you are the most valuable thing. And mic drop, that is that. So I hope you have an incredible week ahead. This is coming out on Labor Day. So I hope you have, if you're here in the United States, I hope you have a wonderful Labor Day. I hope you can relax and enjoy the day. And until next time, we'll chat soon. Thank you so much for joining me today. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend. It is my mission to support as many women as possible, and together we can make that a reality. I am honored to be on this journey together. Until next time, I love you, I'm always here for you, and I'll talk to you soon.